bom, 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 bom.
That's great. You got to sing it now.
Brass tactics. Funky actics. You're not going to make the noises?
I don't know. It's
this
my
is,
purchase.
So as everybody knows, we're testing this new segment called Brass Tactics, those funky actics. So if you could, when you subscribe, just go ahead and leave a review and just tell us what you think of Brass Actics. We'll take the 5 stars, and if you have anything wrong with it, you can write that out. But welcome to another mind-expanding episode of the Insurance Dudes Brass Tactics. I'm Craig Pritzinger.
I love it. I love the pause there. And I'm Jason Feltman.
Insurance Dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pritzinger.
I am Jason Feltman.
We are agents.
We are Insurance Dudes.
Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of psychology. Ooh. And how you can use it to supercharge your agency.
It's true. It's true. Mr. Jason, we're going to share some of the powerful persuasion techniques that we have used that is going to help you. You, Mr. Jason, and you, Mr. Insurance Dude and Mrs. Ms. Dudette, you're going to overcome all these objections. You're going to close more deals than ever before. I'm telling you.
I love it. And this is something that we always need to tune up, right? And you want to know the best part? These techniques are based on proven psychological principles, not just some gimmicky sales tricks by the insurance dudes.
Exactamundo. We've studied the masters of persuasion from Dale Carnegie to Robert Cialdini, and we have distilled their wisdom into practical, actionable strategies that you're going to start using today. What do you think about that?
I think it's Robert Cialdini is what I think about that.
Yeah, I say what I want.
And I think it's actually with a CH, like a child, but it's not spelled that way. But anyways, whatever. So let's kick things off.
Something? I'm not reading anything.
What?
I'm not reading anything. I don't know why you would see any spellings.
All right. Let's kick this off with the first principle. Reciprocity.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
Is this the idea that when someone does something nice for us, we feel compelled to return the favor?
Oh, you nailed it.
Yeah, well, so you could use this in your insurance sales by offering value up front, and whether it's helpful, like a helpful guide, a free consultation, even just a genuine compliment. When you give first, your prospects will be more likely to say yes when you ask for their business.
Dude, this is like it's so crazy too, because we don't think about it enough, yeah. But like, and you can relate this to your team or anything else, like just give. Like, how much do you feel that once somebody gives something to you that you kind of owe them something? And it's like, why don't we do that more in everything in life, right?
Totally. Totally. And you know what? If they hang around and they're on the next episode, we may give them something.
Drop that's that little nug.
Just a little nug. You know, why not?
All right, let's dive into another powerful principle, and that is social proof. Mm-hmm. People are more likely to buy when they see that others like them have already made the same decision. You know what this reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Something we did in our agency that was super powerful was we were having everybody drop testimonials on Google and Yelp. And then when we were selling on the phone, one of the first things we'd say is, Here's a link to our Google. Check it out. Right. And it switched. People automatically said, all right, these guys are legit.
Yeah. It is great. It's remarkable how we don't like anybody, but for some reason we trust everybody when we're buying a product.
Yeah.
Weird. But that's why testimonials, case studies, they're so effective, right? You're able to showcase how you've helped other clients solve the problem that you're talking on the phone with this person, right? It's going to help them achieve their goals. It builds instant credibility and it builds instant trust.
Yes, it does, Mr. Craig. All right. But what about pesky objections. It's those things that our agents love, right? You know, yes. The ones that can derail even the most promising sales conversation.
Totally. It's crazy because you'd be having the best call of the world and all of a sudden it just goes south, right?
Yep.
And that's where the principle of reframing comes in. So we need to reframe. Instead of trying to argue against the objection head on, you acknowledge it, then you reframe it in a way that highlights the value of your solution.
That's right. For example, if a prospect says something like, "I'm not sure if I can afford this," you might say something like, "I understand that price is a concern, but let's look at this investment in your family's financial security. Can you really afford not to have the right coverage in place?" And then possibly even give an example of something that's happened in the agency.
Boom, shakalaka. You just flipped the script and made them see the situation in a whole new light, Mr. Jason.
That's right. These are just a few psychological strategies we'll be unpacking today. We've got a whole toolbox full of persuasion secrets that will help you take your insurance sales to that next level.
So grab a notebook and get ready to take some notes. And let's dive in, Mr. Jason.
All right. Insurance sales superstars. Let's dive into some powerful psychological tactics that can help you take your sales game to the next level. Mm-hmm. The first one is all about building rapport and creating a connection with your prospect.
Oh, that sounds intriguing, Mr. Jason. How do you go about doing that?
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Craig, it's mm-hmm. all about mirroring and matching.
Oh.
You subtly match your prospect's body language, tone of voice, and even breathing patterns. When you do this, they unconsciously feel more at ease and more likely to trust you. And if you're doing this on the phone, it's incredible how actually having your agents do this at their desk makes a big difference, right? So like if they're smile, like sometimes we'll make them smile or just have them be aware of it, like smile. Like if it feels like someone's smiling, you know, on the phone, smile with them because you can hear it in somebody's voice.
Totally brilliant. You've nailed it again. It's like you're speaking their language without even saying a word.
Exactly. And speaking of language, the second tactic is all about the power of words, and it's called reframing.
Yes, and we talked about it. We teased it a little bit, but reframing, it's kind of like putting a new spin on something, right?
Yeah. Yep. It is so important mm-hmm. To reframe things for people because they ain't going to do it themselves, right? Right. So in sales, reframing means taking a perceived negative and turning it into a positive.
Yeah.
For example, if a prospect says, "I'm not sure I can afford this," you might reframe it by saying, "I understand that affordability is important to you. Let's explore some options that can give you the coverage you need within a budget you're comfortable with."
I see. So you're shifting the focus from the price objection to handling the solution that works for them. And it's brilliant because it's so important that we've done it twice.
Bingo, Mr. Craig. Mm-hmm. And let's go into the third tactic, and it involves association, right? This is where you link a specific word or phrase with a desired emotional state.
Well, being a sociopath narcissist, I don't understand anything about those emotions. So can you give me an example?
Craig, you're not. Just because your wife tells you that doesn't mean it's true.
My bad.
Or my wife. All right. What's that?
All the wives call me that.
Yeah. Well, if you're a guy out there, you probably heard it. Let's be honest.
What? Moving on.
Yeah, sure. All right. Let's say you want your prospect to feel more confident and empowered when they think about working with you. You might use specific phrases like peace of mind consistently throughout the conversation. Over time, they'll associate that phrase and the positive feelings that you've created, and they'll be able to more likely take action with you.
Genius. It's like you're planting the seed in their mind. It's like inception.
You know it.
Top thing.
Yeah, good movie.
I had a sales guy that was really good and he was with me for a while. And one thing that he would do on as he was going through the policy, he would keep saying, "This is a great policy. Oh, I love this policy."
Genius.
And he kept doing it the whole time. And I mean, by default, the people would end up loving the policy, right? He's just telling them.
Would he ask towards the end of the policy, "What do you think of this policy?"
What do you think? Oh, we love it.
it's a great. I mean, obviously, it's a great policy.
Obviously, I mean, it's huge. It's all you've been saying about it.
All right, let's dive into the fourth tactic. It's all about paying attention to your prospects' nonverbal cues.
Yeah,
like facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice. Again, easier to do in person, but really pay attention to those, the vocal cues on the phone, and really pay attention to what you're doing behind the desk. Because I guarantee you this, if you're slunched over and you're like thinking about lunch, going out to lunch, and you look like Eeyore, you probably sound like Eeyore too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's why we bring it up again, because it is that important. A lot of people overlook it. Especially when we're doing phone sales, right? Most agents that are getting results are buying leads, they're calling them, and they have their team on the phone doing tons of quotes every day. Well, you have to be watching that, because it's very easy to slip into a monotone way of delivery. And we catch it all the time. And you just have to take them off, pump them back up, get them going, you know?
Yep. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Like being attuned to their nonverbal skills, signals, I'm sorry, you can build deeper rapport and steer the conversation into a more productive direction.
Well, I love it. I don't care what anybody else says. Now, what's the fifth tactic?
I'm going to dive into that, but I just want you to, Craig, isn't this the best insurance podcast on iTunes and Spotify and all that?
Yeah.
But wouldn't it make sense to just subscribe? I mean, since it is the best.
Well, yeah, you
insurance podcast.
I don't want to call anybody insane, but I'm certainly subscribed to it.
Right. Okay. The fifth one is all about helping your prospects visualize the positive outcomes they'll experience by working with you.
Mm. So this is different than visualize world peas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're hungry.
Instead of just features and benefits, you paint a picture of how their life will improve. Is that what we're talking about?
Spot on, Mr. Craig. You might say something like, imagine how much more secure you'll feel knowing that your family is protected no matter what happens. You'll be able to sleep easier at night and focus on things that matter most to you.
Hmm. That is powerful, Mr. Jason.
That's why it's the best. That's why it's the best insurance podcast out there.
Yeah. By tapping into their emotions and helping them see a better future, you're making the decision to work with you feel like the natural choice, is basically what you're saying.
Also natural. Absolutely, Mr. Craig. Always remember, people make decisions based on emotion first, and then they justify with logic. And this always happens. Think about everything that you're wearing, the cars that you're driving. I mean, everything. And by using these psychological tactics, you can create a powerful emotion connection that makes saying yes feel right. Like saying yes to the fact that this is the best insurance podcast out there.
Right. Yeah. If you're listening, you love this podcast. I can't wait to start using these in my own sales conversations, nor can I wait to tell all my friends about subscribing to this.
Right. I bet it'll make a huge difference.
Oh, you know what? All my friends will love it.
I guarantee they will. And the best part is these brass tactics, these funky tactics are subtle and ethical. You're not manipulating anyone.
Nope.
You're simply, which, by the way, you kind of are. But here's the, manipulation has a bad connotation anyways, because we're always trying to manipulate people. When you say that I saw this movie that I really liked, and you're trying to explain all the cool things that happened to it, that's manipulation. So it's got to, all right, anyways, I digress. You're simply communicating in a way that resonates with them on a deeper level.
Yeah. It's the beauty of psychology and sales. It's all about understanding how the people think and feel and using that knowledge to build genuine, trusting relationships.
I couldn't agree more, Mr. Craig. So to recap, let's recap this. You ready?
Yeah, let's recap.
All right, because these are brass tactic. Bom, bom, beep, bom. Those, and they're very funky, these actics.
Oh, yeah, actics.
All right, building rapport, reframing. Reframing, dude, like, by the way, when we talk about this, you can use this in life and you can use it on yourself to create more abundance in your life. I swear to God, it works. All right.
Yeah.
So number one is building rapport, reframing, association, paying attention to nonverbal cues and helping them visualize positive outcomes. Five powerful psychological tactics every insurance sales pro should master, not just sales pro. I mean, dude, if you're a human on this planet, those five things to be aware of will change your life.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what? I can't be more grateful than I am right now, Mr. Jason, for you breaking those things down. It was incredible. I'm sure our listeners are also eager to try them out for themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, since they're listening to the best insurance podcast out there and subscribing right now, I think that they can value that as well. And, right. And remember, like any skill, these funky tactics, these tactics, I can't not say it. Just take practice and think about them. Be aware of them. And don't be afraid to experiment and see what works best for you and your team and all of their unique selling styles.
Yeah, that is great advice. And I have an additional piece of advice, which is if you want to continue to get these great tricks,
tactics,
strategies, handouts, gifts, all kinds of great stuff, I would subscribe to the best podcast in the insurance world that exists.
Well, and that's this one.
This one, yes.
From what
this.
I hear.
And if anyone wants to learn more about how they can boost their insurance sales, where should they go, Mr. Jason?
Check out Internet Lead Secrets. That's right. Or sign up for the newsletter. Where can they see Internet Lead Secrets?
Oh, they could see it over at offer.theidudes.com/internet-leads-secrets.
Oh my
God. It's a mouthful, but it's a great site.
That's crazy. Just Google the insurance. I mean, on our website, we got
it. Yeah. Oh, I guess, yeah. Just go to www.theidudes.com and there you can subscribe to the newsletter.
It's so crazy. All these, so many letters and dashes and
hashes and tags.
Hashes. Ah.
What about the bots?
And the bots. And then we also have the newsletter. Dude, this newsletter is just getting better and better. We're going all in on 2024. Craig's got all kinds of things working over there. He's working on all kinds of things.
They're cooking.
On the newsletter.
Sometimes he tells me to stop, but I just keep cooking.
He does. He does. He just goes deeper into the techniques, and we do, deeper into the techniques and provide a ton of value and insight.
Yeah. So deep that this deepness has its own term that we can't say on this podcast.
Truth.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, well, let's, I guess that's it. Let's put the bow tie on this.
That's it. Wow, Craig, this was an awesome masterclass in persuasion. Mm. I feel like I could sell ice to an Eskimo.
I don't know if you can say Eskimo.
Oh, that's not the word these days?
No, it's Kokomo. Down on Kokomo.
And that's
brass tactics. Those fucking epics.